Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2015. The biggest names, provocative interviews, and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
VisionAware.org is a free, easy-to-use website for adults with vision problems. If you're having trouble seeing and don't know where to turn for answers, VisionAware provides you with expert solutions and advice. Learn about your eye condition. Get practical advice for working with vision loss. Discover how to keep doing all the things you love to do. Find help, hope, and connection at visionaware.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2015 with Marie Chambéry. She is a managing director for a company called Claria. Claria has some new mobile phones which are now appearing here in the United States. So, Maria, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you.
Why don't you describe, we have a phone here that's a modified Android, I guess, right?
Yes, exactly. So we modify the operating system and the user interface of the phone to make it really easy and accessible for blind users.
Which phone? It's a Nexus, I believe, correct, right?
Yes, the one you hold is a Nexus 5.
Okay, so tell us, what did you do to the Nexus 5 to modify and to simplify the interface?
So first of all, we put a case, an overlay on the phone to give points of reference, like the keys of a keypad, to make it as easy to use as a mobile phone with buttons.
The overlay, to kind of describe it, it has a whole bunch of different holes.
Yes, exactly. So it has holes delimiting the keys of a keypad. So 6 navigation keys like up, down, OK, back, these kind of keys. And then numerical keys, so 1, 2, 3, etc. with a raised dot under key number 5, so the familiar keypad layout.
And instead of pressing on the actual keys, you press between in the holes. You put kind of your
fingertips.
Exactly,
so you would press inside the holes.
All right, so and then in addition to that, so obviously doing it that way, you have to kind of have some custom apps, right? Because, you know...
Yeah, so it works in combination with our interface, so where all our applications are controlled with the keys of the keypad, and it's a 100% talking interface, so wherever you are, the phone will tell you what you're doing and what you are at all times.
So people would barely recognize this even as an Android phone. It's more of a custom set of apps, correct?
Yes, that's correct. However, you can still, if you wish to do so, navigate back and forth between the standard platform and Claria. So if you wish to explore the standard Android platform with Talkback, you can do so as well.
So yeah, we've noticed that with Android, one of the things you can do is that you're providing a different home screen, essentially. And,
yes.
What are some of the apps that you have?
So as you mentioned, we provide a different home screen with list menus as opposed to the icon screen, which can be a bit difficult to navigate in. So the apps, we offer around 30 applications. So all the standard functions of smartphones, so phone, of course, or emails, or GPS, etc. And then also more specific functions. So we have an audio book reader that reads DAISY and other formats as well. We have optical character recognition, color recognition, barcode recognition, a light sensor, etc. So quite a lot of dedicated features as well, on top of the standard features.
And these are all apps that would come with the, if you were to purchase the software?
Oh, yes, they're all included in the software, and also we add new apps or upgrades quite frequently, and all our updates are free and can be downloaded from the phone.
Which version of Android is this based on currently?
4.4.
Okay. Would there be an anticipated upgrade to Lollipop or 5.0 in the future? Or?
Possibly. Any update would mean an upgrade also of our system, so we tend to try to combine both. Possibly, but it's not certain yet.
So one of the things about that you're using a Nexus 5 currently, of course, phones are changing all the time, so this overlay works with just this phone, right, and the apps?
That's correct. So the Nexus 5 is the phone we're launching the solution on in the US, but we'll of course work on other phones as well for the future.
Okay. So what is the price of this, and then who is selling it here?
So the price of this is $599, including the phone, the overlay, and the software.
And to put that in perspective, a Nexus 5, I believe, was what, going for $300 or $400, I think?
Yes, in that area, yes.
So, you know, just a little bit extra to add the overlay, which is made of, what's the material that's made of?
Elastomer.
Okay. So that, of course, and the apps. Is there a kit if someone already has a Nexus 5? Is there an option for them? Or?
So at the moment, we would only sell it as a package, but it's really the early stage in the US, so it's possible that we offer the option in the future. In Europe, we offer the option to just install the software on the phone.
Okay, and who's selling it in the US?
Odin Mobile.
All right.
Odin spells O-D-I-N.
Yes, awesome. And you you also have another phone for low vision users?
Yes, that's correct. That's the Claria Zoom, so it offers access to the same applications, but it has options to increase the reading comfort, such as you can magnify the text, which will automatically adapt to the screen so that you don't have to scroll all the time. And you can change the contrast to whichever is most comfortable for you. And you can also activate speech at all times. So if you're tired of reading, you can activate the speech just by sliding two fingers on the screen.
Now, does the low vision one have an overlay as well, or is it just using it on the screen?
So the most common use is without an overlay, because you have more screen space to increase the size of the text, for example. If you wish, you can also use it with the overlay. That's an option. Mm-hmm. But then you will have a more limited screen space available, because the overlay takes some space.
Can you combine, if someone is a low vision user but also wants some speech, can you use...
Yes, you can use that. And for example, with the Claria Vox version, the one I demonstrated initially, you can also increase the size of the characters and change the contrast, etc. So you can combine both, yes.
And how much does the low vision product cost?
$599 as well, same pricing.
Okay, so it's more your preference of whether you want a speech interface or one for a...
Exactly.
Is there any Braille support, or is it as far as what's using an Android?
You can connect via Bluetooth the Braille display to the phone.
Is that
using Braille back, yes.
It's using Braille, so you support Braille back?
Yes.
Inside the launcher.
Exactly, but you can connect staying within Claria, so you don't have to switch to Android to connect to the Braille display or to Wi-Fi or etc. All the settings are within Claria.
Okay. If people want to get more information, what's the best way to do that?
So they can contact us, or they can contact our partner Odin Mobile. To get more information, it's possible to go on our website, www.claria-vision.com.
Let's spell that.
Claria is C-L-A-R-I-A.
-vision.com.
Okay.
Great. And of course, Odin Mobile in the U.S. as well.
Yes, Odin Mobile in the U.S. as well. Yes.
Cool. Hey, thank you so much, Marie, for coming on.
Thanks so much.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.